Jason, Dick, and friends with Round Rock Classic baseball tickets. College baseball hitting the Dell Diamond this weekend. Your chance at those coming up in just a moment. Mr. C tweets at Jason Dick AF. Wow, Nick, with the last second zinger. That Luby's joke was gold. Gold, Nick. That's why he's number one friend, man. That's excellent work.
That's how you do it.
For the 1% of the audience that gets it.
Be terrible for 8 minutes and then just that one split five-second brands.
And tweets from a long time ago about a topic from even longer ago. Kung Fu Katie says, wait, hold on. I'm that guy for something that happened once like 4 months ago on a whim because I couldn't park on the street anywhere and you had to leave at 3 a.m. for some random emergency? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and refute that. Also, I was mad at the neighbors, not you. And Katie parked in the driveway behind me, blocked me in. I had to wake her up so that I could go pick up my girlfriend who was stranded on the side of the road.
Was that the emergency?
It was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I said, listen, man, I got jokes, okay? When I say that poker game wouldn't work, that's a joke, all right?
Okay.
When I say Catholic schools, they're still doing corporate punishment, joke, all right? Jackson Hole photo essay, I know what I'm doing over here. There's no accidents on this program.
So you're telling me after you dropped off your Bumbleina from picking her up because she was broke down the side of the road, you didn't go find a 4 a.m. poker
den?
I did not. Your story's falling apart,
sir. I didn't
do
any of those things. Don't park behind me. What do you mean you couldn't park on the street? Okay. And now, something much more essential. Is the Austin Public Health website acceptable? I say it isn't, okay? I say I hold you to a higher standard, Austin Public Health, but Nick says I should just be happy with what I got. Let's talk about this vaccine juice, guys. Mm-hmm. What's happening out here? Because
Wild Wild West, man.
I thought that I was following the protocols. Apparently now I'm just acting like some sort of privileged jerk, which I've been known to do, but I didn't think I was doing so in this scenario. When the vaccines got here, they're like, hey, you're probably not ready yet, but your kids are going to win 1B. You go here, fill out the questionnaire, and we'll let you know when it's your time to, you know, to get a vaccine.
You're not ready for it, but your fat ass friends are going to love it.
All right. Good. Sure. And so,
Team 1B.
That was, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, whenever. And I went to the COVID-19.austintexas.gov. Mm-hmm. And I filled in the questionnaire and they're like, all right, we have, we got you noted. It said so many times, this is not an appointment. You're not booking an appointment. We will let you know when it's time for you to book an appointment. And then Dave B, he's getting a shot. The Momo was here this morning. Apparently she got a vaccine. Brett with 1T says he scheduled his through CVS. I thought I was just waiting for them to reach out to me and tell me, hey, it's vaccine time. It's time to sign up. Was that incorrect on my part?
I don't know if that's incorrect. I mean, I did the same thing. I signed up. I got that notice, but I also was just like, there's no way that they're just going to casually email me for this vaccine. Like it's a madhouse. It's people are dressing up as old ladies in Florida. You know, we talked about how people were just hanging out outside some Pflugerville middle school parking lot, just trying to get those last leftover vaccines.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle style.
Now, the more essential argument that Nick and I were having off the air this morning was I was complaining about what I considered to be, and you know what? It falls under the same umbrella of just a lack of protocols efficiency when it comes to whoever's running this Austin Public Health COVID-19.austintexas.gov website. Because, Dave Beast fires off the text yesterday saying, hey, They just released vaccines to the streets over here at this point. Go sign up for your appointment. And I'm like, what the F? Okay. So then I go to try and log into this website. It says, sorry, not a valid email. I was like, I'm pretty sure I signed up here and did the thing. I was like, maybe it was another place. I don't know. So then I create a new account. It says, sorry, an account with that email already exists. I'm like, what are you talking about? You just told me not a valid email. And then it says in the little red fine print, if you're having trouble logging in. But pay attention to this part because this is insane to me. And Nick is like, what's the big deal? If you're having trouble logging in, it told me, add a .aph to the end of your email. So when I log in now at covid19.austintexas.gov, my email is jason@krox.com.aph. And Nick is just like, what's the big deal? How can that? These are the people who we are entrusting the health of society, the future to, that they've got some bug in their system that just says, hey, if this isn't working, just try adding these three letters at the end of the.
Here,
This is your problem, not mine. I shouldn't be type. And look, can I type in three letters? Can I make four keystrokes to put it in? Sure, I can. But you know what? I'm starting to. You know what? You know what? I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But you want to build trust among the people? Don't have a website that says maybe add point .aph.
First of all, I'm having trouble concentrating because today is picture day for Jason.
Yeah, so?
And so you just, before that,
I feel like
segment,
my arguments should be even stronger because I'm delivering them to you in a fancy look, all right?
You can see what he was wearing earlier on our Instagram at Jason Dick and Friends, but he changed it to a shirt and
a
tie.
Got a white button down and a tie on.
I feel
on.
Like you're doing this just to make yourself look more impressive with your argument, like you're trying to seem like you're...
I think it should. Is it working? All right. Mm-hmm. Do I seem more authoritative?
See, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take my shirt off.
I will say, as I was shouting there, I was like, man, you sound like Hitler. Turn it down a notch there, buddy. Turn it down.
We should definitely do a Hitler reacts to the Austin Health website COVID thing.
Here's my
thing that I said, is that you wanted this to be like a polished website, because when you go to whatever one of your normal places, it's all smooth and everything. I think you compared it to our email web server thing.
Microsoft Outlook, all right?
But Facebook. That's based on Outlook, which Outlook has had now probably decades of development, and Microsoft, one of the largest companies in the world, they have millions to pour into making that website be functional.
This
like
is
that.
AustinTexas.gov. What is the .gov?
What about our pandemic response in America has led you to believe that it's nothing more than duct tape and spit?
Well, that's
okay,
what...
You know what's in that vaccine? Duct tape and spit.
Okay, well, then it seems as if we are on the same side here. You're just saying, why are you surprised? I'm saying I'm not surprised, just disappointed, okay?
Yeah.
Be better. I would like for you to be better.
Complains about
be better?
Something he can easily do, guy. Don't be that guy.
No, but here's the thing.
Here, what is the old Louis C.K. joke that... we can't tell anymore because he's timed up or whatever. But it's like, it was about people that complain about flying in an airplane. And it's like, hey, you're complaining about the Wi-Fi signal. You can't watch your Netflix on your iPad while you're hurtling through space in a metal tube that's based on years of science and math.
Taking you across the country, thousands of miles in a matter of hours.
It's like when you complain about the 101X website, okay? If we were Google and we had, a whole team of developers, we don't. We've got like one guy. They hired him a part-time assistant and then fired him.
I understand
of the pandemic.
Why we suck, okay? AustinTexas.gov.
They're no better.
They should be better. They should be
our
better.
Our power. Okay? The power company just said no. It froze and they said, what are you going to do?
Here's
spring's
the thing.
Coming.
I don't believe. Nick oftentimes
smart website
this
people
is funny,
explain to Jason why he's stupid.
Deb used to accuse me of this all the time. It's just like whatever she would say, I would just immediately take the opposite side, and I'm like, no, you're just wrong all the time. All right, I'm not going to explain the comedic principles of yes and. Google it if you like. But not only is Nick a bad yes ander, he's a no but. Okay,
I disagree.
That's exactly my point. All right. Tweet us at Jason Dick AF. Where do I get a vaccine? Help. Help me.
Here's more Jason Dick and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason Dick and Friends. Punk rock physicist tweets at Jason Dick AF says, no, F you. You don't get to call into question the efficacy of the vaccine solely because the healthcare in this country is a decentralized S show. Congrats on learning how much other people suffer because of a lack of healthcare accessibility. Do better. It's not about you. Just effing wait your turn. Okay, first of all, the calling into the question of vaccine thing, that was mostly just a joke. I was just doing a big thing there. Also, let me make clear, I'm not trying to cut the line, okay? If I've made jokes about trying to cut the line previously, those were jokes, as far as you know. But I think my place in line is up, right? Like, if there are people who need the vaccine ahead of me, please give it to them. Is Dave B one of them? No.
But Dave B is hustled. He's willing to drive all the way to San Antonio.
I didn't know that this was going to be a hustle situation. I thought that this was just patiently wait your turn and we have a system set up.
You have been told numerous times, at least once by Dave B, that you have to hustle.
I don't
want to
hustle.
You just have selective hearing when you have to hustle. Also, Jason doesn't want to cut the line. He wants the line to be eliminated and just get this delivered. That's what he wants. Do you have vaccine dash?
That's what I want, vaccine dash. That's what I would like. Dash. I don't know. Vaccine mates? Uber vaccine? Uber vaccine just seems like the... No, of course I would like that. I don't expect that to happen. That's not... let's see here. My mom said, first of all, that website is a nightmare. Fabian the plumber is a hero. Thanks for your help on that, Fabian. If they said that you were 1B, on Tuesday morning, early, the appointments appear on their website. I went to the very bottom because the other ones are taken. Well, so why Tuesday morning? What's up with that? The city of Austin, the municipal golf courses also released their weekend tee times on Tuesday morning. Is Tuesday some sort of holy dawn in the government offices? Why?
You know what it probably is? Because nobody wants to do this crap on a Monday, so they wait till Tuesday.
Romero and ATX tweets at Jason Dick AF says, Jason, is that button-down shirt and tie part of the Karen look you're going for in that segment? How dare you? Want to have a contest so you can get the vaccine first, me or you? Now we would just be trivializing this very serious thing. But in fact, I'll lose the contest. Just take me with you, all right? Let me be behind you in line, all right? Just give me, just siphon off a little bit of that vaccine juice for me, man.
Or you're gonna say you're gonna just take you're just gonna take like a snake bite where you suck the poison out. You're just gonna do a slight 5% of 20 people's.
That's
vaccine.
Fine, man. I can get down with that. White Ranger Gill says, if these last 2 years have taught me anything, it's that nobody knows what they're doing, and the best course of action appears to be to not act at all. Just strap in for the rest of this free fall and hope you can do a cool flip on the way down. Yeah, that's.
Here, I'm going to say something.
I expect more of them. Okay?
That's your problem. That's on you. You keep expecting more. There's no more. This is it. Also, expect more from the guy who only works 40%.
How many times do I have to explain this, okay? 40%
forever
is a strategic decision, okay? It's not born out of laziness. It is because 45% of Jason Dick is too much, all right? 60% will ruin some people. 100% will melt the world down. 40% is a safe amount.
So if I tell you that the difficulty of this website is also a strategic decision, because if it's super easy and everybody can sign up, then there's going to be huge lines. This kind of bottlenecks it.
That's the other thing. So I finally put in the .aph and logged in and answered the questions, and it's like, congratulations, you can book a vaccine appointment. And I was like, sweet. And then it gave me a whole Wednesday and Thursday full of slots. It said, do you want 10:30? Do you want 11? Do you want 1:30? And I was like, I'll take whichever one. And I was like, all of these are available. And I click on that. And I go to the next page, and it says, okay, you're signed up Thursday at 11 a.m. Your appointment is not confirmed until you click next and arrive on the next page. And I click next, and I get a little spinny wheel, and then it just disappears. And I'm like, what was that? And I click next again, spinny wheel, disappears. Mm-hmm. Next, spinny wheel. I read the thing. It says, due to high volume, you may experience a timeout. Your appointment is not confirmed until you arrive on the next page. If you time out, click next again. I clicked next 4,500 goddamn times, okay? It never did anything. Never did. I might have booked 4,500 appointments. That might be why there's no appointments, because the Jason Dick's name is on the next 4,500 appointments, because your website doesn't work, all right? We live in a tech city, all right? We live in a tech time in 2021. You can't build
tech
a bed.
With a CH.
What did you think I said?
Texas City.
We live in a Texas tech city.
Also, somebody please get Jason a San Antonio vaccine appointment so that he can then say, I'm not driving to San Antonio.
Well, as Dave B. already texted saying that apparently they're more readily available in San Antonio. I know.
Who would have thought there's more vaccines in the red part of the state?
I'm not saying that I wouldn't drive to San Antonio for a vaccine. But, I really have to do that? Come on. What kind of a system will we put together here? Here, how about this? I'll meet you halfway. I'll go to Valentina's, okay? If I'm going to go all the...
Valentina's not halfway.
That's a long way south, okay?
That's halfway between here and Kyle.
Look, if I'm going to go to San Antonio, you better believe I'm going to get some Valentina's because I'm going to be a south. All right. Let's give away some baseball tickets.
Let's do it.
512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. We have tickets to the Round Rock Classic happening this weekend up at the Dell Diamond. Nick, that tune with a listener contestant sort of maybe is coming up next. Good luck.
Here's more Jason Dick and Friends. 101X.
Romero and ATX tweets at Jason Dick and Jason Dick AF says, Jason, what do you mean trivializing it? I'm not the one who bet on the outcome of an election, good sir. All right.
Ooh, what's the over-under on when Jason gets a vaccine? Dave B., get at me.
If I were to try and set a legitimate line, I would say, what day is today? When is the first? That's this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next week?
Monday is the first.
I'm going to say March 4th, over under. Okay. March 4th. Golly, I'm reeling. Listen, Romero, did I bet? Yeah, I aligned my financial position behind what I believed was going to happen. If I would have moved some stocks around based on...
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess with me, man, all right? Don't start with me. It's picture day. I haven't eaten real food in a couple of days, all right? My girdle's riding up on me. I'm real uncomfortable right now.
Since you put on that tie and cinched it up, you've been a little bit of a tight ass.
You know what I just realized? I just went in the bathroom to straighten all of this look up. I bought this shirt, this dress
that
shirt.
Straightened up? Sorry. I shouldn't kick you
I bought this 2 months ago. New dress shirt, Men's Warehouse. What up? And I have always, my entire dress shirt wearing life, been the top button is uncomfortable.
Fit.
It's too tight look. Until 2 months ago, I put on this shirt and buttoned up the top button. I was like, is this how people, you've just been living with your throat all comfortable in your dress shirt this whole time?
Have you not had your Eddie Murphy and the Nutty Professor when he gets all skinny and he goes buys all the spandex yet? You should do that.
No,
dude.
I didn't have that, but I definitely was like, oh my God, this shirt is actually comfortable. I didn't know that the people were living this life, and I just buttoned the top button, and I'm like, oh no, it hurts again. It hurts again. So I apparently crossed over the dress shirt neck button threshold of fatness, but okay, it's fine. Stop doing the thing. Just play the new game that you like. Tickets to the Dell Diamond Round Rock Classic Baseball happening this weekend. Go.
Nick that tune. Boom, 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 boom. Nick that tune. Nick that tune. Everybody loves to play. Nick that. Nick that tune. Nick that tune.
Finally got a intro song to Tractor yesterday. Somebody tweeted at us saying that they tune out every time they hear
they turn the volume down. They're still tuned in.
Oh, is that what it is?
Which that works. That's all we need.
All right, probably. Okay, now we have the first ever Nick V, a listener version of Nick That Tune. Let's say hello to my neck's too tight. Serena G is on the phone. Serena G, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Serena G, just asking with Nick. I was like, hang on. I've never met you, right? Have I ever talked to you? Is this the first time we've ever spoken?
This is the first time, yes.
Oh. Is it good for you?
So far.
All right. Good. Serena G, you know how
they make it immediately weird.
Yeah, that's what I do. You know how the new game works is I'm going to give you a clue about a band and a song. And then you and Nick, based on that clue, are going to bid. How many seconds do you need to hear the hook of that song to identify it? You get 1 point for the band, 2 points for the name of the song, the title of the song. You do get a negative point if you miss it, and the other person can steal as well. Serena G, cut to the front of the line because you tweeted yesterday that you think you could fare well at this game. Right, Serena G?
Yes, I think I can. I'm pretty good at games.
All right.
Right, Nick?
Wow.
No comment.
Okay. So it is Serena G v. Nick, but because Serena G is a San Antonioan, right, Serena G?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, cannot, San Antonio.
Yeah, can't make the Dell Diamond this weekend, so we are she is playing on behalf of Daniel. So if you win, Serena G, Daniel's going to go see baseball this weekend. We're going to figure out something else for you. I want this to be a everyday Nick versus the listener game, but it's still new and fresh. I don't know if I can just trust whoever gets through on the phone line. You know what I'm saying, man? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I've got it down for sure.
Definitely. Okay, here we go. Serena G, you're the guest. I'll let you choose. Do you want a song from 1989, from 2019, or... 1989, 1998, or 2019? I can say them in order.
Let's go with 1989.
All right.
Nick, Taylor Swift.
Here is your clue. Gah! Why do you have to take so... Golly. All right, hang on. I'm going to undo the button.
Yeah. Who knew that was your kryptonite?
Now we're fine. Okay, here's your clue from a song from 1989. Gah! Why do you take everything so personal? Jesus. That is the entirety of the clue. How many seconds from the hook of the song do you need to identify to nick that tune, Serena G?
What's the max seconds? It's 10, right?
10 seconds, yeah.
Okay. I can nick that tune in 8 seconds.
I love she did the nick that tune part. Good job.
This is tricky. This is tricky. I'm going to say that I can nick that tune in 0 seconds.
You're such a cheat. You ruined the game. Why do you always do this? Okay, Serena, you have to tell
him
to
win.
You have to tell him to nick that
Fine.
Tune.
Fine, 7 seconds.
Okay, nick that tune.
All right, you're trying to get me to guess that it's Marilyn Manson, but I am going to say that it's Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus.
Reach out, touch faith. Very good. Very good. Is that our first ever two? No, you got 3 points on one answer yesterday, right?
Possibly.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Eminem, yeah. Lose Yourself. I eventually figured out that Eminem's song is Lose Yourself.
Depeche Mode's Personal Jesus. Is that too easy? It was right there in the clue. I don't know.
That one, for some reason, like, that's just as you know what? Because the name of the song is in the part of the song that I know. That's the only reason I got that.
I needed to poker face it more, but I had a neck issue. All right, Nick is out to a commanding 3-0 lead. Don't worry, Serena G. Still anything can happen. Nick, do you want a song from 1998 or a song from 2019?
And I get to go first?
You
choose. It doesn't matter because we're going to trade that. I'm going to say 2019 for the win.
2019. Here is your clue. I bet the living is easy when you're just singing other people's songs.
I can nick that tune in 10 seconds.
All right. Serena?
I can nick that tune in 9 seconds.
All right.
I'm going to say nick that tune.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, damn it! No!
What do you mean? I don't know what your problem is.
Is there too much time? All right.
So you should have tried to bend her down, is what you're saying? Yeah. Okay.
I like
The Offspring, and you're
like
telling
it.
Me that you...
My friend's got a girlfriend, man.
You know this
that
Offspring
bitch.
Song, but you are...
He tells me every day.
Well, I know Pretty Fly for a White Guy. That's my go-to Offspring song, but this one has crept in.
This
over
is
the years
Americana. This was the novelty
I know just
years
that,
of
that,
The Offspring.
That 2000s angsty punk voice over the steel drums. Offspring.
Steel drum. This guy doesn't know it. All right.
This guy's 2-1.
Very, very impressive, my friend. Serena G, thank you for your help here. We have a prize for you. Do I make the clues harder? Did I make it too easy? I appreciate your feedback.
Maybe I'm just this good.
Please get at me. Let me know. Unless you hate it, in which case you can just shut up. That's fine.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X.